Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. Let's talk some news. First thing up, the Drift Board is coming soon for a limited time. The Drift Board was teased to us, I don't know, before Christmas, so maybe over two months ago now. Unfortunately, they found some sort of bug in it that was breaking the game, so they never released it. Well, now it is coming for a limited time. It is teased in the newsfeed section, so that will be coming soon. The other thing, I'm sure you saw this during Secret Skirmish if you watch. I haven't mentioned it here on the podcast yet, or you may have noticed this in-game yourself and actually have been around for one of the earthquakes. But yes, there are earthquakes happening in the game every once in a great while, and they are actually causing cracks in the ground that you could see. Again, you can see shots of this during the Secret Skirmish, or you may have just run across some of them while you have been playing the game. Let's see here. Some other things I want to make a little news about. So as I told you guys, I got access to hold some custom matches on a server. I did run some tonight. I found a time that I was able to run some tonight. Unfortunately, it was not working quite the way we were hoping. There was definitely some hiccups. A lot of players who I've spoken to, I posted up on my social media, so we had quite a few new players come join the Daily Fortnite Discord, and I had people on Discord telling me that they had troubles getting in, people on Twitter telling me they had troubles getting in, and I double checked with these people to make sure that they were doing the correct steps to get in. So unfortunately, some people were for some reason getting queued into the match, but when I would start the match, they would not end up in the match. So hopefully everything will go smooth again tomorrow, let's see here, which will be Monday, February 18th. I'm going to do some at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you'll just have to figure out what time zone that is, or you know what time that is for you in your time zone. But yeah, I'll run a session of solos again during that time period, and maybe one other one. There is a pop-up cup solo tomorrow, so hopefully we'll all be able to get in together and practice together. I will be doing the solo cup for sure tomorrow. I happen to have the day off, and a solo cup actually happens to land on my day off again, so that will be fun to try out. As you guys know, the last time a pop-up cup that was a solo one that I was able to play in that fell on one of my days off, that was the day that Fortnite had their big huge crash where it crashed for a few hours, so I was not actually able to play. I was so excited because it was the first solo cup that I was actually going to get to play the entire window in and see if I could get the badge, and of course Fortnite crashed for a few hours. This time, I am hoping that doesn't happen so I can try to go ahead and get my badge in one of the solo cups. As you guys know, me and Bob Den, we slay out in the duos and we always get the badge in duos, but I'd really like to try to get a badge in solos as well. Let's see here. Oh, I should give a shout out to Bob and his son Brady and a friend. I guess I don't know who they're playing with, but I know that they were playing in the trios tournament today, and they made it all the way through the tournament, getting a badge at every level. Congrats to you guys. That is awesome. You guys are, legendary, I guess I could say. Let's talk a little bit more news, though. So, obviously, we have some more overtime challenges that have unlocked since the last time I posted an episode. And the overtime challenges that are new are to, let's see here, visit different named locations, and that's 10 total. And so, search a supply drop in different matches. You got to do that in two different matches total. And revive a player in three different matches. That's your new overtime challenges since the last episode. There'll be more unlocking in 2 days. And remember, don't procrastinate on these guys. Unfortunately, I have not been able to do them as fast as I can because, as you guys know, I've mentioned on other social media places, I think, that I worked 3 14-hour days in a row and didn't have much time to play, because I was starting early in the morning and getting off late at night. So I am behind on these challenges, but don't let yourself get behind. That way you can get that free battle pass once we have 13 of these challenges unlocked. And in fact, I'm going to go ahead and get to a few tips from listeners on how to get some of these overtime challenges completed.
Hey, this is Mudcats with a quick tip for the overtime challenge. We recommend the creative island titled Move. You can get 5 coins pretty quickly. It's a Frogger type style course, and you can run through there and grab you 5 coins and then leave the match, come back in, and the coins will respawn, and you can grab 5 more, and you can do that 3 times for a total of 15. Good luck. Hey guys, I'm going to give you a quick tip on where to search for 7 chests or ammo boxes at a motel or RV park for the overtime challenge. The motel is west of Lazy Links in D2, and the RV park is southwest of Lonely Lodge in I2.
Hey Mikey, this is Kaboomy. I have a tip for the overtime challenges with collect 15 coins and creative maps. If you do this and I think the map is called The Quest. If you go to one of the barns nearby where you spawn, there's a coin behind some hay bales. I love your podcast.
Alrighty guys, thank you guys so much to Mudcats and Kaboomy there for those awesome tips on helping us on how to get these overtime challenges done. Really appreciate that. I have not been able to get in there and do those ones myself, so thank you for those tips. Let's see here, guys. Let's go ahead and get into the item shop for today. The item shop today, we still have Little Whip in there, of course. I went ahead and got Little Whip. I love Little Whip. I love his back bling, the snow cone. It is a polar bear eating a snow cone. So awesome. You also get the Ice Pop Harvesting Tool, the Ice Cream Cruiser Glider. You get the, let's see here, Extra Cheese Glider. Gotta love that one. Gotta love Extra Cheese. That is new, by the way. New glider. That's part of the Pizza Pit set, because we have Tomato Head in the item shop again. And remember, when you get him, you will unlock the Tomato Head challenges to get his other style for the Tomato Temple style. And you get the Axaroni Harvesting Tool. Let's see here. In the daily items, you get the Cloak Star outfit. You get the Work It Out emote. You get the Dark Glyph Glider, the Dance Therapy emote, the Light Show outfit, and the Icicle Harvesting Tool. I really like that Harvesting Tool. I like the Dark Glyph Glider. I love the Cloak Star outfit. You know I love Little Whip. You know I love Tomato Head. So a lot. I love the Dance Therapy emote too, by the way. So a lot of really good items in the item shop today. That Ice Cream Cruiser Glider is a really good glider as well. I like the ice cream truck music it plays that Mudcats pointed out when we were talking earlier. That is the item shop for today, guys. Go ahead and use that creator code MikeDaddy, MMMIKEDADDY. I would really appreciate if you use it. Again, if you haven't used the creator code yet, it is going to get you that Cuddle Hearts wrap. Again, it does, for the time being, give 4 times the amount of the support for the hashtag share the love event that we got going on inside of Fortnite. Let's see here. Oh, I wanted to mention, so I got my payout from last month of the Supporter Creator Program. You guys did awesome, and it was a little bit more, so I'm going to go ahead and do a little bit bigger prize giveaway this month over on my stream. So make sure you're following me over on Twitch. Again, it's Mike Daddy over there as well. Make sure you follow that. That way, when I do the giveaway, not sure exactly sure what day it is, but we will be doing one before the end of this month, and this time, you know, we'll do a bigger amount total. So I'll still give away the same amount per prize, so just $10 gift cards for the item shop, depending on whatever platform you play on. But instead of doing 3 giveaways this time, we'll probably do 5 giveaways total. And then next month, you guys have been doing really awesome on signing up and using that code during the hashtag share the love. And next month also happens to be at the end of the month. It'll be the 1-year anniversary for the podcast. So I'm planning on doing a pretty good giveaway next month as well. So make sure you are following me over on Twitch so you have a chance to be a part of those. Okay, guys. Let's see here. That is the item shop. Let's go ahead and get into our tip of the day. And this is something I picked it up while watching The Secret Skirmish. Just these small little things. You know, as they call it, you know, your IQ in your in-game IQ, and just doing every little thing you can to gain every little advantage you can. And this is, as you guys noticed, the new campfire. Man, it has big old logs on it, and when you use it, it sends out a big puff of smoke now. So everybody knows exactly where you are because there's a big puff of smoke when you're using a campfire. Well, if you set down a campfire and, you know, say you're at 75 health, so you reach 100 health, you know, and you're only halfway through the campfire and it's going to keep burning. Well, that smoke is going to keep going up in the air. So what you need to do is break it. Break that campfire down. That way the smoke signal isn't there anymore. That way people, you know, if they didn't see that you were in that exact one by one, especially end game, you know, when the game is getting crowded and there's a lot of people building around, they're not sure exactly which box you're in. You're going to want to break that. That way other players don't see you and know for sure that somebody is in there. Break that down right away. As soon as you're at 100 health, that way that smoke signal isn't giving away your position. I saw Saf do this during the secret skirmish, and if you guys were watching the secret skirmish, he did really well during the solo competition. I still have one more match to watch. Again, we already know who won. I announced it the other day. Bizzle won the match overall. So I still need to watch that last match, but I learned to watch a lot just by watching as much as I have so far. Let's see here, guys. That is actually going to be the episode today. Thank you so much. Again, we will be running more customs tomorrow, early in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, 6 a.m. We'll do it for a couple hours, you know, probably till my family wakes up, then I'll get breakfast and everything. And, you know, we might do another one, a short one in the afternoon. But all, you know, we'll be doing solos. This is all practice for the solo pop-up cup that is tomorrow. And then, you know, we'll run some duos later on in the week as well, and maybe even some squads if we get enough people coming to join in on these customs. Again, I had a lot of fun doing the customs tonight. Just the hiccups where not everybody was able to join. Hopefully it's going to go smoother tomorrow, and that everybody who tries to join will be able to join. That way we don't have such small numbers in our lobbies, and we'll actually have bigger numbers, because there was a lot more people who were expecting to get in that did not get in. Okay, guys, so if you didn't know, I'm posting these, the custom key codes in the Discord. So go join that Daily Fortnite Discord. That way you can come hang out with us and be able to get those codes, so that way you can participate in the custom matches that I'm hosting. Make sure you go follow me over on Twitch and YouTube. You know, I'll be streaming during the during my custom match hosts, and if you eliminate me, I'm going to be sitting there watching your gameplay, and, you know, hopefully you're going to keep pulling off some really good plays, because I'm going to be shoutcasting your play on my stream. So if you do something really epic, you know, you're going to get a really cool epic clip that you can pull from and say, hey, look at this, look what I did, and I got a really awesome shoutcast of it as well. Let's see here, guys. Make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review so you can get a shout out here on the show. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.